Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hageman grills FBI director on social media censorship, weaponizing law enforcement. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming's lone U.S. House member grilled FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday about explosive discovery evidence a federal judge summarized last week about the FBI's effort to censor and suppress some election-related speech, according to Cowboy State Daily. Quote, "We have established the FBI and other federal agencies met weekly with executives from major social media companies, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, LinkedIn, Yahoo, Verizon," said Hageman. "Were you involved in any of those meetings, yes or no?" FBI Director Christopher Wray said, quote, "I didn't participate, I guess, in meetings like that." Hageman asked if the FBI is still meeting with social media companies to shape public discourse. Wray referred to Judge Doughty's order barring the agency from doing that. Doughty filed a preliminary injunction along with his memorandum barring numerous federal agencies from pressuring social media companies into censoring or suppressing protected speech until the case is decided. President Joe Biden's administration tried unsuccessfully to get Doughty to disable his own injunction during the government's appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court. Quote, we've been very open about this, engaged with social media companies, began Wray. Quote, does the FBI intend to continue to have such meetings leading up to the 2024 election to police election-related speech, asked Hageman. Quote, well, we're not going to be policing election-related speech, Wray answered. Hageman said, you previously did. Director Wray responded by saying, quote, I do not agree with that description. Hageman accused the agency of using social media companies to violate the U.S. Constitution and its First Amendment by, quote, using a surrogate to do your dirty work.
This committee has learned that the FBI acted to, quote, discredit leaked information about Hunter Biden before and after it was published, that, quote, Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive, and as if it were a subsidiary, and that, quote, a surprisingly high number are requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts.
Hageman asked who has been directing the FBI to suppress American citizens' First Amendment rights. Quote, I don't believe that's what we did, said Wray. So I am not sure there is anyone that would have made such a decision. Hageman accused Wray of working personally to weaponize the FBI against political conservatives. Wray claimed that it was crazy. Quote, I disagree, he said. The idea that I'm biased against conservatives seems somewhat insane to me, given my own personal background. He said he has, quote, emphasized to all our folks, we need to do the right thing in the right way, following facts wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.